You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Pfizer seeks full FDA approval, the U.S. supports waiving IP protections for vaccines, and people in India struggle to get the aid they need. Here's what you should know. On Friday morning, Pfizer and BioNTech asked the FDA for full approval of their COVID-19 vaccine for Americans 16 and up. The FDA is expected to take several weeks to review the application. Separately, the FDA is preparing to authorize Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine for use in teens ages 12 to 15 in the coming days, and the drug maker said it will apply for emergency authorization for use in children ages 2 to 11 in September. While the statistics surrounding this and other vaccines can create confusion, ultimately the numbers tell one story. These shots are very effective, and they will pave the way out of this pandemic. Last Wednesday, the Biden administration put out a statement saying it would support waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines in order to make it easier for countries struggling with the pandemic and vaccine rollout to produce shots created by other drug makers. So far, this proposal has been met with mixed reactions, including praise from the WHO and objections from the pharmaceutical industry. The EU has also indicated that it might not support the proposal. What's more, experts have pointed out that it could be a long time before this becomes policy, if it ever makes it that far. And India broke global records yet again this past Friday, reporting 414,188 new cases. Countries around the world have stepped up to help the nation amid its massive surge, with around 300 tons of supplies arriving at Delhi International Airport alone by last Sunday. But upon arrival, much of this aid was allegedly stalled at the airport, and some state officials say it's unclear when and how their regions will be receiving much-needed supplies. While India's cities have been hit hard, inadequate public health care in rural areas, where nearly 70% of the population live, also puts much of the country at risk. Without the necessary support from the government, many in India are turning to Twitter to seek help, amplify the needs of others, and provide support where possible. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.